Jackson Magazine time. Shelley Jusick has flown in from the suburbs of Napoleon.
Yeah, I didn't fly. I've not been on a plane, but yeah, it took me, yeah.
Yeah, they won't let you on a plane.
No, and it's quite a trip just to get here from Napoleon this morning. Wow, with the construction, and the fog.
They try to block
everything.
That county's trying to block you out.
trying to keep me in. Yeah. I don't know. But no, good morning.
So, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Yeah.
Nice looking issue.
Oh, my gosh. I know. This is our women in business issue, mm-hmm. and we have some amazing women in this particular magazine. You know, we usually do women in business every year, but I think it was either last year or the year before we didn't, and boy, we heard about it. People want to know, you know, who's behind the women running these businesses. So so this month, Chelsea Isall is on the front cover, and she's the executive director of Vista Grand Villa.
It's Isley, isn't it?
Is Isley, sorry. Yeah. I do say Isall, and it is Isley, sorry. Okay. Glenn, thank you for correcting. I don't want that to be wrong. And anyway, she's had quite a journey. She's always known she wanted to help others, started in the AmeriCorps and became a nurse. And now she's running the whole show over there and doing an amazing job. So we're really excited to bring her this month to the magazine. And some of the cute pictures we have in there with some of her residents that she works with. So she's very hands-on, very involved in the business. And then we have another young lady who grew up with my daughter, actually. Both became doctors. And this is Dr. Kelly Bogue. She's an audiologist here. She's a Napoleon native and started basically a family practice at Community Hearing. And when I say family practice, her husband helps run the office, does all the IT.
And she was just here.
She was wonderful. She's just wonderful. And then, yeah, and just the fact that they bring their little one into the office, too, although I know they haven't been doing that with the COVID, but really makes it a nice family atmosphere. And, you know, she's able to serve a lot of people that way and does a great job. So we're real excited to bring her, too. And then, of course, we have a mother-daughter team this month for women in business. And Jan and Nikki Lane from City Crepes. And I was just saying, I went in there the other day, and just the smell makes you just want to melt. It's so amazing. It's just amazing stuff. But we have nothing like that in Jackson. And what a unique thing to bring to downtown Jackson. You know, they're open for like a brunch time, brunch and lunch, and have all kinds of sweet and savory crepes. But it's nice to hear the story of how they actually came to wanting to have such a restaurant, something that was so unique in what they serve. And they have specialty coffees even, all kinds of good stuff. And I don't want to give it all away. Check it out. We've got some wonderful pictures of their crepes in this article, too. So if you're real hungry, you might want to wait.
Yeah. Ouch.
There's some great, great looking food there that they're building. So, yeah, so come check out those stories of where they started and where they are now and how they got to be where they are. So it's a lot of fun. Our forward this month, our forward is always on page 5, and that talks about a few businesses to go see. And during the fall, you know, I mean, some places are really still limited on what they can do, but you can always go out to Dalham, walk the trails, do some fun things out there. They are still connecting with Ella Sharp and some activities that they're doing, exploring the night skies, and some of their goblin walks are really cool. We're featuring Red Egg Farm and also Jackson's Underworld. They are actually going to be open. Actually, I think they are open now. So, you know, go check those places out. And still, there's great stuff to do in the fall. We wanted to bring that to people as well. So, good stuff.
Goody.
Yeah. But, of course, we're, you know, besides the magazine, we are busier than ever right now. We are in the midst of different levels of our events that we put on. So I want everyone to know the top teacher nominations are open right now, but only through October 16th. We're getting some really great nominations, but we know that the teachers at the end of last school year, but also even right now, they they are really stretching their limits and what they can do, and working to help families in all of this when the students are studying at home. So if you know someone that's really stepped out and done some really great things, you know, just go to our website, jacksonmagazine.com, click the events tab, and you can pick top teacher and nominate a top teacher. And only till October 16 again. And then those teachers that get selected, we have three different committees. The first committee takes all of them, reads through them, and will select 10. Those top 10 then will have two observations done. And then a third committee even steps in, reviews all the data that's been found by the first two committees, and makes the final selection. So
that's got to be tough.
It is a tough process, but I don't want to scare anyone away, because that just really shows you that we're making sure that
diligent.
These really are. We're diligent. We want to make sure that, you know, it's not just Jackson Magazine picking someone that might be their favorite, mm-hmm. but really, really making sure these are top-notch teachers. And part of that is because we have great people like Hearst Foundation and the Jackson Community Foundation. And they are actually increasing the money they're giving teachers this year. We're going to be giving the top teacher $5,000. They get to do whatever they want with that.
Wow.
And then the other four of the top five teachers will receive $1,500, which they can use toward their classroom or own personal development. Professional development. So, you know, that's a new thing this year. We're excited to bring that. So please go on our website and nominate a top teacher. And then we have selected our 30 and unders, and we'll talk about that in the next month, who they are. But we're getting ready for that. And now that the governor's released a little bit or lightened the restrictions on grouping, we can actually have a very small presentation, but yet we still can. And we're really excited about that. That's going to happen in December.
We'll do it
at the Commonwealth Commerce Center indoors, yes, in the main ballroom, so we don't have to go up and down an elevator. It's very limited seating, very limited invitations, unfortunately, because we usually get a large group of people that come to watch the 30 and unders. But mm-hmm. we're going to limit that, but at least we still can present. So we're glad that we can do that. Yeah, we did our Healthcare Angels at Ella so that we could do it outdoors. They were wonderful to host us there, too. But I don't want to present awards outside in December. I don't know about
Good idea.
You. We just talked about how we don't like being cold.
That'd be tough.
I know it. And then, of course, right now, Best of Jackson is open for voting on our website. Again, jacksonmagazine.com. There's a ribbon across the top you can click, or you can go to our events tab. But here are the categories. So we're excited this year to have the Best Coffee House, the Local Pest Control, Best Heating and Cooling. You need that. Best Accounting Firm, the Best Dental Practice. We want to see the whole dental practice win. And then also the Best Burrito. And, you know, there's a lot of places besides your normal fare that you think make burritos. So if we don't have someone on the list for any of these categories, we have write-ins available. We do count those. So just go on and tell us who you think are the best of Jackson in those categories. That is through October 30th. Then we take the top three winners and we do another vote to pick the actual top winner. So, again, go to our website, jacksonmagazine.com, click the events tab, and for any of those, just lots of things going on in our area.
What's up next month?
So next month is our 30 and under. Yep.
Okay.
And we will highlight those young people who are not only excelling in their own careers, but are really doing some things in the city or around, you know, the community and doing some great things for us. So we like to highlight those young people. You know, we've seen the effects of our young professionals right now with downtown and the Great Wall, the Bright Walls, and just the different things that go on. But, you know, some of them work under the radar, if you will, with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. There's just so many great things that these young people are doing, and that's what we want to highlight, as well as them being professionals and doing some good stuff in their careers as well. So that's next month. So lots of great things coming up.
Okay.
Give us a call.
October issue with Chelsea Isley on the cover.
Yep. And if you...
Now available.
Now available, actually. And you know, if you don't get this to your home, you want one, give us a call. You can stop by our office. But if you want this brought to your home, you can go on our website again to register. You can give me a call at 783-2637. And we will get you a subscription right to your home. I know it's hard to get out. I know the doctor's offices, you can't really wait in the waiting room and read them like you used to. So, you know, give us a call. We'll get it sent right to your home because it's a great thing. And you can always see a full version online digitally on our website as well.
So, absolutely.
Yep. Yep. Great stuff.
Hey, thanks, Shelly.
Yeah, great. Appreciate it. For having me.
Shelly Jusick, Jackson Magazine.